The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Boy, that was quick. So it was quick, wasn't it? I just kind of snuck up on me there. I was scanning a lottery ticket, and I hit the Mega Millions last night, just so you know. Won't be retiring because it was only for $4. So, you know, picked the Powerball. Hey, none of the other numbers match. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number here. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we know right now there are people on the road. There are fathers and sons and fathers and daughters and mentors and mentees all over the place. Maybe even mothers and sons and mothers and daughters. We don't know anymore, and we love it. If you're taking a youngster turkey hunting this morning, we would enjoy your phone call. From not only you, but the youngster that you happen to be taking for the Youth Spring Gobbler Day. Special day just for the youngsters, and we think that is a tremendous thing to do. So that number, 410-WCBM-680 or 922-6680, just give us a call here, and we'd be glad to talk to you about your early morning turkey hunt with the youngster on Youth Turkey Day today. Talk to the youngster, find out what gun they're using and what county they're hunting in, and if they've been out scouting, heard any gobblers out there, or just going on faith of somebody who's perhaps hunted that area or knows that area well. I can think of a handful of guys. I was thinking earlier about a handful of fellows that I know that are avid turkey hunters that would be out there mentoring youngsters today. You know, just kind of doing what they do. So National Wild Turkey Federation is great for that. Good organization to join. If you remember the interview with Tom Malachewski here a couple weeks ago, the state chapter president, he had a lot of great information on Maryland turkey hunting. So there we are. Hope you've done your scouting, and hope it goes well. So I do. Anyway, let's see, Alan's week. Kind of, last Saturday I did stop by Bell Creek Equipment and took a tour. Oh, excuse me. Met a couple reps, one from Ventrac and one from Bad Boy Mowers and Tractors and Ventrac. And we talked a little bit, talked to Kevin a little bit, but they seemed to be busy, seemed to be, you know, normal Saturday plus a lot of service work, a lot of people coming in and out, going, and I hope that everybody had a good time if you went to that open house last week at the equipment shop. So now my dog is eating something, and I'm not sure what she has in her mouth. Doesn't look like anything edible. And it's not, but I know what it is. It's ammo from one of the kids' guns or something. Not gun, but a little foam ball that, well, it doesn't matter. I see what it is now, and they're not going to eat it, and I hope they don't. So, anyway, what else? Let's see. I did that last Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, lost my computer, turned the computer on, and there was a completely different screen. Went into my files. There were no photos. There were no documents. There were no invoices. There were no nothing. So I messed around with that all day. Finally made an appointment with the Geek Squad in Annapolis, and they were working on it. I said, you know what? A computer's 8 years old. Time for an upgrade. So, and they agreed. So I found a really nice deal on a really nice PC. And so they set that up. He said, oh, it's going to be 2 days till we can get back to you. And that was Wednesday. Thursday. That was Thursday. 2 days before we get back to you. So I made an appointment for Saturday, today. Got an email Thursday night. Your service work is done. Everything's ready. So went in yesterday. Spent some nice time with one of the geeks. And back in business. Back in business. So along with that, I bought another Ethernet cable long enough to reach across the room here and not have to worry about stretching it or dogs hanging themselves on the cord as they go by or anything like that. So hopefully that helped our broadcast. It at least made it more convenient for me here. So where else did I go this week? Thursday, Wednesday. One day this week I went to Crisfield and rejoined with some old sponsors and advertisers there for Maryland Loves Crabs, and dropped by the Chamber and Independent Crab and a couple other places that we deal with in Maryland Loves Crabs, and everybody's good and happy, and I'm good and happy. Yesterday I was in Baltimore, Howard County, connecting with some folks, so everything's coming along good. We're just rocking and rolling. Picked up some new folks to advertise with us, and, you know, so pretty good week overall. Pretty good week. 410 WCBM 680. Any junior turkey hunters out there? Come on. We need to hear from you. We're not going to see you on the radio, but we are going to hear from you. You can hear yourself on the radio. Well, it's probably not a good idea to try and hear yourself on the radio. Is it, Aaron? Because they're going to be on delay. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That being said, while we're waiting, let's take care of Clyde's Sports Shop. I was in Clyde's Sports Shop yesterday. Talked to Mr. Clyde. Had a real nice conversation. I came into possession with a couple of Knight muzzleloader rifles. And Clyde had been a early Knight dealer early on, and we had a discussion about Knight. Now, these were the early models. This is not the ones that fire with the disc. This is the ones that have the number 11 cap. That's how far back that goes. Probably into the 90s, mid-90s, somewhere back in there. So we had a conversation. Anybody would like to have a project? I got a couple nights you could work on and do whatever you want to do. Just let Aaron know, leave your number if you would like to have one of these Knight rifles. I think LK-93 and an LK-11. Back in the day, they were pretty accurate. I mean, that was hot stuff. The first inline muzzle loaders, among the first. And, you know, we'll be more than glad to talk to you about connecting on those. So, if you know a lot about muzzle loaders or not enough, but you like a project, just give me a call. Anyway, Clyde Sports Shop, they're ready for fishing. They've got all the live bait ready to go. The weather was a little bit nicer this week, windy out there, which is tough, but they've got all the stuff ready for fishing. I actually picked up another President reel from Pfluger, spinning reel. So Mike was very accommodating, put some line on it, and I just wanted to say thank you for that. And we're, you know, they're ready to go. I was looking at some ammunition. I was looking at a couple Browning firearms while I was there. I looked at some rods and reels and just kind of excited about getting ready for fishing season. And you should, too. Crabbing season, too. Clyde's has all the crabbing supplies that you could need, want, or imagine. Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe. And that's why I could not communicate with Camo Preacher Russ last week. He told me that when they changed the postal code somewhere, Clyde's got rolled into Halethorpe. It used to be Lansdowne, and now it's Halethorpe, but we'll still say Lansdowne. The number 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, and you need to stop by if you're getting ready for fishing season, that's for sure. So drove by Backyard Billy's a couple times this week. I took particular attention last night and looked, and what caught my eye in Backyard Billy's yard, don't know if it's their backyard or front yard, but there were a couple big gym sets there for the kids. Used to call them, you know, play sets or swing sets or something like that. I'm sure there's swings, but there's also ladders and towers and climbing stuff and all that. For the kids, it was pretty amazing at some of these things, what they look like. And, of course, they have a whole yard full of sheds and picnic tables and Adirondack chairs. I mean, they are ready for spring, as ready as anybody could ever be. And their goal is, their slogan is, making backyards fun. There's that tremendous selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor patio furniture, which I mentioned, the Adirondack chairs, all different styles. Right there off Route 50, exit 44 in Kent Island, you'll swing sets, I mentioned, the storage sheds, just lots of them, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops. My son-in-law and bonus daughter got some chickens and ducks this week. So the camera is on, and Robin amuses herself every now and then by checking in on the duck cam or chicken cam or whatever you want to call it. They've got free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. That is important. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, and there's also that beautiful stainless steel setup by Memphis. Good-looking stuff. You can see that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. That'll warm up the nice chilly evenings that we've been having. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by today? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Hey! Good old boys, never meaning no harm. I think that was a John Anderson version, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure. But anyway, let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, gosh. What an aggravation that is.
The computer? Oh, my gosh. No question.
A new house where you don't even have the key to the front door.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, I'm installing stuff. I mean, on the old one now, I'm installing stuff and passwords and trying to figure out, you know, what I'm doing. And it's like, this is completely useless. And the end was when I had a Word document that I needed to edit. And it would let me edit it, but it wouldn't save the edits because I had to sign in on something. I'm like, what? And I couldn't get Word, I couldn't get Excel, even though it's in the Microsoft Office or whatever package, I couldn't get them to download. I couldn't figure out how to do it. So, you know, thank goodness for people like Geek Squad, and they're at Best Buy. Not to give them a big commercial spot or anything like that, but those folks really were very helpful, and help. In the selection of, let me tell you, this computer that I got, it's an HP,
yeah,
and it's it was on sale. It wasn't very much money, I mean, but it has good everything, you know, the processor and RAM and all that stuff. But it was on sale, and I'm like, those are pretty cool. It has its own battery. Okay, you don't find PCs with a battery.
Really?
It's got a built-in handle in the back. It's a handle like a suitcase. You can pick it up and carry it from room to room or whatever. And the feet, when you set it on your desk, the feet are parallel or with the edge of the monitor. It's an all-in-one, so it's, you know, it's only an inch and a half thick, and no big tower or anything like that. When you set it down, there's two plungers on the bottom, and the feet automatically switch out to perpendicular to the base of the computer. So it's pretty cool. I mean, I like the features of that. You know, it's easy, and not that I carry my computer from room to room, but if I had to, I mean, I could bring it out here and set it up. But everything's loaded, everything's good to go, and quite frankly wasn't that much money, so I was very happy with all of that. Now I don't need the top of the line computer that handles a lot of graphics or games or anything like that. I just do my work on it, you know, so it's a medium processor type of thing. You know, it goes from 3 to 8 or something like that, and this is a 5 Pentium processor. So I'm very happy with the whole deal. And all my files are back. All my files are back. Thank goodness. My daughter said, you better back up your computer. And I said, well, how do I do that? I keep getting this thing on the bottom. You back it up to this OneDrive thing. She said, yeah, you better do that. Thank goodness I did that. So.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. There's nothing worse than my...
Yeah, exactly. So... So everything was in the cloud and everything downloaded just fine, and so now I've got a couple things to install today, like my email and a couple other things. So, but
well,
yeah.
The learning is to make a choice. Some people say run till fail, and that's a valid philosophy.
It is, yep.
Because you don't know how long it can last. It can be
That's
a long
right.
time.
That's right.
The other is to choose an arbitrary date, whether 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
Among CPAs, they say every 3 years you get a brand new computer.
Yeah,
you
that's...
take the chance.
Yeah, that's...
And you need the latest technology, but you replace it from time to time. The benefit is you get to choose when.
Exactly.
When it's least inconvenient.
Yeah. Well, I tried to get a couple more months out of this one.
Yeah.
You know, just because, and it didn't make it. So it was time. It was 8 years old. You know,
yeah.
So
it did not owe you anything.
No, it did not. You're right about that. It did not owe me anything.
It could have gone another couple months for you.
Yeah, it could. That would have been helpful, but you know what? It didn't. So what?
Yeah. Well, I've got something related to report.
Okay, related.
We have, I imagine it's the building code because it's a new community.
Yeah.
We have a lot of ponds.
Yes.
Around here. So, and I'm sure there's settlement ponds, but our storm sewers don't lead like in an urban area or suburban. They don't lead to a treatment plant. Our storm sewers, anything that washes off the roads and sidewalks, goes into those local ponds.
Mm-hmm.
They, in turn, feed the tax ditches, which eventually goes in, Carrington tax ditch system, and eventually goes into Delaware Bay or the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
So what's the point? The point is the commercial enterprise we have under contract put in all these monofilament lines, which I think it's fishing line.
Oh, yeah, no, probably.
And they crisscross all the ponds to deter the Canadian geese.
Yep.
Because the geese make a mess.
They do.
Now they took down all the lines. And the reason being, they found the lines break, and the fountains that are in all the ponds may snag the lines, and then it destroys the pump. Yeah, so and they have to have the fountains because otherwise it'll be a mosquito city around here with all the still water. So what do you do? Well, the one thing they still are doing, there's a young woman rides through in a car with what appears to be an Australian sheepdog.
Right.
And that's her job. She lets the dog out, and it chases the geese, and it apparently changes their behavior.
Yeah.
They're disinclined to stay in the ponds.
Right. The hazing process, yep. Yep. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So how do I get that job? That sounds great.
It does.
Yeah, ride around, let your dog out, let your dog back in, ride around the next pond, let the dog out, let the dog back in. Here's your treat.
My guess is it pays well.
My guess is well, too.
Many, many years ago, I had a guy come to me and became a client. His job was, he was a dog walker.
Yeah.
And I thought, I guess there's a lot of need for that. I worked out of the home, so it didn't matter. And I thought, you know, I wonder how much money he can make. Well, I got the answer. He made more than I did.
Aaron, Aaron is a dog walker. The producer that you're speaking with, Aaron, our call screener producer, is a dog walker. So
well,
that's
I'll be a whole lot more respectful when I talk to him next time.
Yeah, you better be.
And I've been polite up till now.
Well, that's good. Well, I will tell you, there are some side jobs out there that are fascinating. You know, the guy that has the career of picking up after your dog, he has my respect, but you know, I wouldn't want his job. Be honest with you. You know, they go to these housing HOAs and private individuals and things like that, and they have this contract, and, you know, they spend 15 minutes at your house searching your yard for dog bombs, and off they go.
Well,
you know,
we used to live in Towson. That we out of service, they came in to pick it up because, forget the rules, the owners weren't doing it.
Right.
I mean, you get slob neighbors. The good neighbors were picking up after their dogs, but
sure,
there were
sure
some people who just didn't.
Yep.
And you had little kids running around without shoes, so
yeah, well,
something's got to give.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it's good work if you could get it.
Yeah.
What's the slogan? Business is picking up. anyway. Well, thank you for the elucidation there this morning, Mr. Mark. I appreciate that, and we will be talking in the future, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, are you done with the CPA business, or are you still taking
I'm
some part time class?
You can't tell that I was ever in it.
Ah, boy, good for you.
I've been retired for 3 years. I thought I would work till the day I died.
Yeah.
The work was interesting. The people were fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Most of my clients were really wonderful people.
Yeah.
And it was a true privilege associating with them.
That's good.
But during COVID, the IRS, it is as if they went out of their way to be difficult.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the worst was the post office. There was a quiet strike. And they basically stopped delivering mail and started rerouting the mail. And it finally became just too much when I was sending clients 3 tax returns. And only one got through.
Wow.
And said, fine, do your own work. I'm out of here. I've had
Yeah.
And it was a shame. Bad way to retire. But it's over.
Yeah.
It's
I'm sure on certain days you miss it. I'm sure on other days you say, thank God that I'm out of there.
Most days I say, thank God.
Yeah.
I miss the people. I don't miss the work.
Right.
It's what it was. I got up every, like you, I had choices. I got up every day, and I affirmatively chose to pick up where I left off. I could have made a change any day out of those 42 years.
Yeah. Yep.
And I found it very rewarding, not just financially. I just loved, the people were great. But I learned more from them than they learned from me.
I hear you. Yes, sir.
So I hope.
Well, that's what we have to do. Keep learning, right?
Yeah.
And I know that's why you listen to this show.
I learn a lot.
Oh yeah, right.
I hope Robin's doing better.
She's doing all right. She's doing good.
A good week, and the new computer becomes familiar.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it becomes like the old one. You just go in and you know all the little idiosyncrasies and how to get around it, all that stuff. So, you're right. So, all right, buddy. Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you, man. Thanks, Mark. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you're just turning the radio show on and you're getting in your car or in your vehicle, headed out to the Turkey Woods for Youth Turkey Day, well, give us a call here, 410-922-6680. We'd love to talk to you, see where you're headed, talk to the youngster, see what they're going to use for their turkey, and see how excited they are. We like to hear that, kind of the first day jitters with some people. And then, you know, there might be some kids out there that have done this half a dozen times and, you know, might be old veterans. But, you know, who's calling? Who's doing the calling? And, you know, what have you heard? Have you been scouting? That type of thing. I'd love to hear from you. And then the opening day for the rest of the world is the 18th. It's coming up the middle of this week. So we'll be hoping to hear from some weekend warriors next week. I don't know that I'll get out this week. I might. Pretty busy time for me. That's why my turkey season and fishing season starts late, because got a lot on my plate this week and the next couple of weeks. So Anyway, 410-922-6680, if you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. But while we're waiting, I'm going to tell you folks about our favorite tire shop here in Easton. Not only are they great service people, but they're good people. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. No attitude. Doesn't matter what level. Whoever's working on your vehicle, great attitude. You're not going to get any attitude. I will tell you that. I have been in there a number of times. I've gotten tires. I've gotten service work done. Our family's been in there. No attitude. That's probably the most important thing. Why do you not go back to a business? A lot of times it has to do with the service. Well, and the attitude of the person giving you the service. No attitude. They're all business, but you're not going to find any smart butts or smart mouths at Spurry's Tire Service. Brent makes sure of that, that's for sure. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model of anything. If it has a tire, Spurry's Tire Service has it. Any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. Garden tractors, farm tractors, tractor trailers, triaxles, you name it, they've got it. And any kind of brand of foreign and domestic automobile. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurry's, even a UTV, Spurry's has the tires. And Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair that vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. They have the technology to analyze what it is and the skills to fix it. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at number 410-822-7384. Their website, spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching. watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
Baby looks good in camouflage. That's right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Maybe you're taking the youngster turkey hunting today. If you're in the car or in the truck, give me a call. Be glad to talk to you about your upcoming adventure. Fishing season is kicking off pretty good. A lot of catfish being caught out there. DNR is concentrating on the blue catfish, and so are we with Big As Fish Magazine coming up here end of this month, early next. Same way with Maryland Loves Crabs. So we're looking for photos. Anybody crabbing yet, or maybe got a good crab picture last year, somebody celebrating eating some crabs or catching crabs or, you know, holding up a few nice jimmies or something like that. We'd love to see those crabby pictures or those snakehead, blue catfish, carp, flathead catfish pictures as well. Any of that, send them to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. That's our email address. And we'll be glad to consider running them. Let's see. What's it say? I sound like I'm what, John? All right. Oh, pretty darn busy. Yeah, I am busy. Trying to get three magazines out here in the next couple of weeks. So I'm sure that'll happen. Just we got a good jump on some of them this year. So we're pretty happy for our progress. You remember? The old Maryland Loves Crabs, when we first came out, didn't come out till end of June, 1st of July. Now we're coming out first week of May. So we've got some good stuff. If you are hunting today, keep in mind that wind is going to prevent you from hearing those gobblers till they're pretty close. You know, if they're in the distance, if you can just barely eke them out and hear them, they can hear you as well. But soft calling is probably not going to work that well unless the bird is pretty close. And if you've gotten in on a roost or close to a roost, you'll be all right. But if you're just calling and, you know, listening for birds in the distance, that wind is not going to be helpful. I can tell you that. Same way if you're boating today, please be careful out there. The bay is murky looking with all the rain and that type of thing, and it's just it's pretty bumpy out there. The crabbers didn't even get to go out yesterday, Friday, for, you know, to fill their orders for the weekend. So it's been interesting. Louisiana had another series of storms. Depending on where those storms were, going to affect the crab harvest, going to affect crabs coming into Maryland. But fortunately, the guys that go out of state and bring in crabs, they know that they bring them in from Virginia, they can bring them in from the Carolinas, they can bring them in from Texas or Louisiana if possible. The Virginia crabs, from what I understand, are coming in pretty small. Some of the guys that are bringing them in from Virginia can't even sell them. They're that small. And it's, you know, not every crab. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to buy. You're not going to be able to, you know, buy an undersized crab. But they're mixed in, and some of the people that I've talked to are not happy with what they're getting out of Virginia. But for the most part, you know, crabs are still expensive this time of year. They always are, you know, till the water warms up, until the Maryland guys are crabbing better, and the weather's, you know, calms down where we bring crabs from to Maryland. So prices are high. So be it. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. A couple texts there. Let's see. Who is? Okay. Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Okay, I guess how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Is your problem okay?
Yep, she's doing good. Doing good. She's losing weight. She just taking these Saturdays to kind of recover from her week, and we can't blame her. She said, don't worry, I'll be back soon. Tell everybody I said hello, and I miss them. So I get that. I get that. So. Yep.
So. Wind's kicking out there up here.
Yeah. Yep, no question. No question. Down here at Tuckahoe, I see they're having a big modified tractor pull on the 20th.
Hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And throughout the summer, they have garden tractor pulls, too. So there's something almost every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like the tractor pull. So the modified, I believe, that's the big noise ones, isn't it? That's the ones that they just put the 1,000 horsepower motor in them and rock and roll.
Or whatever horsepower.
Yeah. Back in my town where I went to high school, Berlin, Pennsylvania, we had competitions there, and one of the county supervisors built one of those modified jobs in his garage. Went in there one day, and there he was building this big wild looking tractor ish thing. I said, wow, Ed, what is that? He goes, it's my tractor pulling tractor. I'm like, okay, cool. So, and that's been a long time ago. So that's, you know, these guys have been modifying these tractors for many, many years. That was 40, almost probably over 50 years ago now, believe it or not. Unbelievable. Some things you remember, you know, from years ago, and other things you just forget till somebody reminds you. But
some things you can't remember from yesterday.
Well, that's the other part, too. Exactly right. Exactly right.
I know I put that certain thing somewhere. I can't remember where I put it.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So. Oh, man. Well, my little dog decided it was a good time to jump on my lap and play with my radio papers. So I've got two of them on my lap here right now. I've got the Bernedoodle. She's kind of curled up sleeping, and now we've got this little monster here. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Anyway, so, well, maybe we'll get to see you at the tractor pool on the 20th. That's at Tucco. You know where that is, right on 50 there.
Yeah.
So,
this month?
Yeah. Yeah, this month, the 20th. The 20th, I believe, is set next Saturday.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So not today, next Saturday.
Next Saturday, yep.
Right, okay.
That's for sure. So.
I'm pulling my rod about that shit. It worked out to get down here.
Yeah, see what you can do. So.
Yes. Just on my
drive. Yeah, I know it. Been a while since I've been to a tractor pool. I had a buddy who was into trail riding and horses and that kind of stuff, and wore a cowboy hat the whole time, had a beautiful saddle in his house, and you know, he would go to these horse pools, horse and mule pools with the workhorse.
I can't remember now. It's been a long time. I think I might have went to one horse pull.
Yeah, and they don't use the sled. The ones I went to, they used logs. And they would put these, you know, they would hook a log up in the horse pull, the first log, and then they'd add another log to it, and they'd pull the two logs, and then they'd add another log. And I mean, it was, you know. Not scientific as far as weight is concerned, but, you know, hey, look, they're workhorses. They're meant to drag logs out of the out of the woods and that type of thing. So it's pretty interesting. So.
And I think one of the first pools I went to there, when they had a sled, but they didn't have I guess it had they had certain amount of weight things in, but then about every 10-15 feet, they had some guys standing along, and some one of the guys would step up on the sled.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. Sometimes the next round they throw concrete blocks on them to add weight.
Whatever. Oh. No, anyway, they had these whatever weight class, and they had so far they have. You know, one of the guys would step up on it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, people are creative, I'll say that. So,
yep.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call, Glenn.
You're right.
We'll talk to you later. I will do it. Definitely do it.
Next Saturday down to Tuckahoe,
you said. Yep, exactly.
Do you have an idea what time it starts?
I'll look it up here maybe during the break and let you know, okay?
Right.
Yeah, I looked it up yesterday, so.
Yes, later.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Yep. Thanks, Glenn. See ya. All right, let's see. Tuckahoe Steam and Gas Association. TuckahoeSteam.org. They're not a sponsor or anything like that. It's just cool what they do. April 20th, East Coast Modified Truck and Tractor Pool. Let's see if it gives me anything else. Ooh. That's a big... Ah, wow, look at that. Admission is $15 per adult. What does it say? Starting at 6 p.m. Yep. Modified truck and tractor pool starting at 6 p.m. April 20, 2024. Limited pro stock semis. East Coast diesel four-wheel drive trucks. Light pro stock tractors. 466 hot farm, whatever that means. $15 admission. So there you go, Tuckahoe Steam and .org, Tuckahoe Steam and Gas Association. So we'll see what happens. Right now it's time for me to tell you about our buddies at Backyard Billy's. Spring is here, summer right around the corner. Plenty of time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family, crab feast, reunions, get-togethers, just to have the neighbors over and have a couple crabs and maybe some beers, and you can sit there and just enjoy the easy cleanup. If you happen to spill something on one of those beautiful weatherproof poly outdoor furniture, poly outdoor picnic table. Many different sizes, octagons, hexagons, squares, ovals, you name it, they've got it. Circles, chairs to match. They've got the Adirondack chairs if you're going to sit off to the side, sit on the deck. They've got the tables, anything and everything made out of that poly stuff. And it is easy to clean up, and it stays beautiful for years and years and years and years. That's Route 50, Exit 44 at Backyard Billy's. Swing sets for the kids. They call them gym sets now. Storage sheds. Greenhouses. Combination storage sheds and greenhouses. Chicken coops. Dog pens, pergolas, gazebos, all that at Backyard Billy's and Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger in Memphis, ceramic smoker grills, Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, Hearth, that's at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and don't forget that complete selection of fireplace inserts, wood, pellet, gas, and electric. Freestanding pellet stoves, freestanding gas stoves, they've got it all. Freestanding pellet stoves, freestanding wood stoves, that's what I'm trying to say, getting my tongue wrapped around my eye tooth there, can't see what I'm saying. Outdoor fire pits, fire rings, you can warm up those chilly spring evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is that premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500, 877-927-4500. They're open 7 days a week, today, tomorrow. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81. Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music, folks. As we always say, get out, stay safe, especially out in the turkey woods this morning. If you have to leave us, well, make sure to tell your family you love them. Give them a hug. And love the Lord. We'll be back after the news.